spectator for large parts of that second half in particular.
Yeah, we're very disappointed. We came here to win. Obviously, we knew what we needed to do to win by two goals. And obviously, when we went 1-0 up, we thought, you know, we'll play some good stuff. They were good on the counter-attack. They've got some very good players out there tonight, even though it was sort of their second string. But yeah, frustrating that we didn't put one of our very good chances away, to be fair. Obviously, Bowley at the bar from the free kick. Another good free kick that he had saved. So yeah, it was just one of them days where we couldn't put the ball in the back of net. But yeah, very frustrating.
Does it feel like a little bit of a different defeat for like, so we've come off and, you know, been really gutted with performance at times, but played really well tonight. Another day we could have won by three or four, not getting the luck as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think, to be fair, probably the last three games has been a bit like that. Portsmouth, we felt, obviously we played quite well. We had a lot of good chances. Should have got something from the game. Aldershot, we felt we should have won, although it's difficult to take too much from that game with the
just
conditions.
Want to get through it,
yeah,
don't you?
Exactly. And then again tonight, it's the same again. I mean, the last three games, I've not had too much to do in terms of saves and stuff, which has been a positive. Obviously, not just for me, but for everyone, because it means that we're defending better. So now, as a team, we just need to try and put the ball in the back of net. And that, like I said, that's not a reflection just on the strikers. It's on everyone, you know.
Well, their keeper was different class tonight, wasn't he?
Yeah, he did really well. Like I said, we put him under a lot of pressure. And that in itself is obviously a positive. So, you know, one of these games is going to turn and we're going to score three, four, five goals against someone. We can feel it. We've just got to keep going and keep believing.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's hope it's on Saturday. Tell me about the mood in the camp, because obviously we've been down at times. But tonight, did they all feel as though it was a good performance and they're happy in there at the moment? I hope so. I'm never happy with a defeat, but what's the general mood?
No, like I said, the last three games, I think the performances have been good. And we're creating chances and we're not conceding too many chances ourselves. So, you know, the mood is as good as it can be for where we are in the league. We're all working really hard every day to try and turn it. And excuse me, like I said, the performances like that tonight to show that we are very capable of it, and we know that it's going to turn at some point, hopefully sooner rather than later.
Let's hope you have a quiet game on Saturday. Thanks for joining us, Richard. Thanks, top man, as always, Richard O'Donoghue, and Pulse 2 match day live. Let's get a final